Track 7. Cricket Seniors Step Out for Charity. Members of Devon County Seniors Cricket Club stepped out last month to help support a national cancer campaign. Ron's March for Prostate Cancer is the initiative of Ron Headley, a Buckinghamshire seniors player who is walking the cricketing counties to raise awareness of prostate cancer. Close on 20 members of Devon County Seniors Cricket Club, along with Ron, set out from South Devon Cricket Club's Newton Abbott Ground and walked to Bovey Tracy Cricket Club for a well-earned pasty and drink. "I was diagnosed with prostate and bone cancer in November 2018," said Ron. "With the help of teammates, friends and celebrities, we organised a cricket match, lunch and auction, then 9 walks, which ended with a lunch in which Alan Lamb and Mick Harford, both prostate cancer sufferers. Having thought the second lunch would be the end of his fundraising, Ron was inspired after talking to the CEO of Prostate Cancer UK and to the wife of Bob Willis, Lauren Clark, that maybe one more walk should be arranged. From this, we generated the idea that every county playing over 60s cricket should organise a walk in their county, encouraging their members to join me in donating to the cause and increase awareness for PSA testing," added Ron. The first walk took place in September 2022, and the final walk will be on September 15 of this year, which is Ron's 75th birthday. To date, more than £30,000 has been raised.
Man denies breaking order. A man from Ogwell has denied breaking a restraining order twice in the space of 3 days. Charlie Rourke, 27, of Canada Hill, pleaded not guilty to contacting a woman on social media on March the 12th and March the 14th this year when he appeared at Exeter Crown Court. The order, which he is alleged to have broken, was made by Plymouth Magistrates Court on November the 14th, 2023. Judge James Atkin adjourned the case for a trial at Exeter later this year and released him on bail. Mr. Paul Dentith, defending, said Rourke had been trying to block the woman's TikTok account but had made a technical error.
Town to hold first climate festival. Newton Abbott is to host its first climate festival in June. Organised by Action on Climate in Teambridge, ACT, the Arts Climate Festival will use the arts to explain what climate change means to people living in the area and will suggest ways we can all make small changes that will make a big difference to the world we live in. Taking place between June 22nd to the 29th, the festival will feature live music, workshops, street entertainment, art exhibitions, poetry, and a Nature on the Green event. A 10-foot Tree of Hope sculpture made from repurposed wood will be unveiled in the centre of Newton Abbott at the official opening of the festival at 10:30 a.m. on June 22nd. The tree will be decorated with ribbons on which local people have written messages of hope for a better world. A forest of smaller tree sculptures made by community groups and schools will accompany the giant sculpture. Timmouth Recycled Art in Landscape, Trail, which has partnered with ACT to create the trees, is inviting the community to take part in a free workshop at Newton's Place between 10:30 and 12:30 on Saturday, June 8th, to decorate repurposed wood for the sculpture and to write on the ribbons that will decorate the tree. Participants in the workshop will also be able to make their own small tree for the Forest of Hope. ACT said it hopes the festival will bring the community together to make pledges towards environmental conservation and create a symbolic representation of our collective commitment to positive change. The idea of our ACT with Arts Climate Festival is to bring awareness via the arts, as we need to make tackling climate change our top priority. The festival will give people of Teambridge the chance to find out more and encourage them to help to make a difference, said ACT Chair Kate Benham. ACT was set up in 2019 in response to the climate emergency declaration made by Teambridge Council in April of that year. It aims to help residents to build environmentally friendly communities and sustainable economies across Teignbridge.
Really good times ahead. A new attraction will soon be towering over Dawlish Warren, 6 years after it was first suggested. Construction is currently underway on a 34-metre observation wheel being erected on the Teignbridge Council-owned grassy area of Beech Walk. Once up and running, it will provide views from the top of the wheel across the Warren and its nature reserve, the ex-estuary, and further afield. It has taken a long time to get from the initial plans made in 2018 to taking its first passengers. The wheel has been given planning permission for 6 months over the summer season this year, while its potential impact on biodiversity and the ex-estuary is assessed and reviewed. It will provide 108 seats for visitors seated in 18 gondolas. The idea was suggested as it was considered to provide an added attraction to the current promenade, beach, amusements and food and retail units. Concerns were raised that the wheel would attract more visitors to the area, which could harm the Warren, an internationally recognised important wildlife habitat. Concern was also raised about the impact of views from Marsh House and Powderham Castle, but this was thought to be minimal. The wheel will be silent running and is more of a leisurely experience for visitors rather than a thrill attraction. Younger people considered it a good addition to the Warren, but there were some concerns from objectors saying it was out of keeping and would be an eyesore. Dawlish Town Council initially objected to the plans on the grounds it could cause disruption to residents and wildlife, suggesting a temporary seasonal wheel was more appropriate for the location, and this is what is now in place. Natural England were consulted on the plans and agreed that a temporary development on the site would not have an adverse effect on the integrity of the ex-estuary and Dawlish Warren sites. The applicants had pointed out that this kind of wheel had been seen in family holiday resorts for more than 100 years. The design and colouring of the observation wheel is to make it visually unobtrusive, and that aside, all major seaside resorts, as well as London, have embraced these as a key attraction to further enhance their resorts.